You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo, and today we're doing something a little different. So as you know, we are in preparation mode for Vegas in the coming weeks. And so for this week, rather than doing a traditional episode, we're doing kind of a special. This is a highlight on some of our different club members. I put it out on our Patreon for those that are members of the Country Squire Radio International Pipe Club to join me this past Tuesday, for something of a club member hangout. It was a lot of fun. It was very, you know, relatively last minute. And of course, you know, at noon on a Tuesday. So I realized that not everybody can make it, and definitely got some great messages from those of you that wish that you could be with us. And you know what? I think we'll probably do this again. But I thought this would be a really fun way to really showcase some of our amazing patrons who are making this show happen, as well as some incredible club members who are doing some pretty cool things in the pipe world and beyond, as you will come to hear about. Got a chance also to get some feedback on the show. And one of the things that you constantly hear us, you know, ask for is to, you know, we want your thoughts, we want your emails. We do our best to really kind of make that public too. When we get emails in, for good or for ill, we do try to make sure that we're airing those on the show where we feel is appropriate. And so this also kind of gives us an opportunity to not just read people's emails, but give you the chance to hear the voice of those just like you who've been listening to the show, what's working, what's not working, all that kind of good stuff. So anyway, I hope this will be enjoyable, especially for those of you who are longtime listeners of the show. As I mentioned, since this is not a traditional episode, if this is your first time listening to Country Squire Radio, let's do a different one and then come back and listen to this. You'll appreciate this more as a longtime listener. That I can guarantee. And a major shout out to the voices that you're about to hear, which of course is John Coatney, Tyler Edwards, and Isaac, who are all able to join us. And from various places. You know what? I'm gonna let you hear them talk about it. I think it'll be great. So yeah. All right. So light up your pipes and pull up a chair and enjoy this club member hangout. Just imagine yourself with us, and who knows, maybe next time you will be. There we go. This is John David used to say that's his favorite sound in the world, is to hear the Zoom recording in progress. Because it meant that our backup was in place. There's only been a few times in the show's history that we had some episodes where the main audio cut out on us, and either we had the backup or we didn't have the backup. So
yeah,
learned the hard way. John, where are you based out of?
I'm in Iowa right now.
Oh yeah, right on.
Yeah, we live in Ethiopia, but there's a war in Ethiopia, so I got a job in Iowa to tide us over until we're done, until that's over. Hopefully, God.
Yeah, man, we prayed for Ethiopia in church this last past Sunday.
It's a bad situation.
Yeah, goodness. How long have y'all been back in Iowa?
Basically since COVID. So COVID was sort of the thing that tipped off the war over there. It's complicated, but yeah, we've been back since March of 2020.
Here, so we got Tyler Edwards joining from the road, as you can hear, and smoking it. What are you smoking there, but Tyler?
I've got some HH Acadian Barrique and a Savinelli Eleganza.
Man, that's a beautiful stem too. That is a good looking pipe. Where are you driving from and to?
Headed from Amarillo, Texas to Greensboro, North Carolina.
All right. Well, is it kosher to ask what you're hauling?
Beef. Lots of beef.
Oh man. Hey, nice. You got this man is set up. If he gets in a car wreck or something like that, he's got the beef in the back, he's got the pipe tobacco, he's good to go.
Exactly.
All right, brother. Well, thank you so much for joining us. So John, and you said so you're you mentioned, you know, being home in Iowa. What are you smoking today?
I've got this is the new Ken Byron, one of his Halloween blends called Mr. Christian's Haunted Virginia.
Woo, man.
And it's nice. I just got in the mail this morning, so I'm excited to break into it. And then I've got the 2022 Peterson Pipe of the Year here. So
yeah, also a good looking pipe.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
John, how long have you been listening to the show?
You know, it's been right around the time after spring of 2020. And I started listening then, and I've got these noise canceling headphones, but I've got the microphone up here. It's psyching me out a little bit, but anyway,
right.
Yeah, no, I've been smoking a pipe for 15 years or so, but I didn't really get into it as sort of a, as a, pastime, you know, getting involved with the communities and learning more about the tobacco and all the companies and all that. And so as soon as I started digging into that, then you guys, actually the first time I heard about you guys was because of your Tolkien episode.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's
wait, now see, we did a couple of different Tolkien episodes.
Okay. Well, it was a biography one. I don't know. It was more of sort of the, I thought it was a Heroes of the Bowl, but I don't remember now because I'm still
was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still listening to the back catalog. I've got quite a few to work through, but it's great. I really enjoy it. And yeah, I'm a big Tolkien guy. So that was what drew me to the Country Squire initially. And then it drew me to that episode drew me to the podcast as well. So.
Man. Yeah. Okay. So back in the day, I think the first ever Tolkien centric episode we did, and I think this is probably a patron exclusive, was like a crossover or a team up episode we did with the OneRing.net, which was like the biggest fan site at the time for everything Lord of the Rings, Tolkien, and Hobbit. And it was also during the, I think kind of the height of the Hobbit, like, you know, hype machine with the new Hobbit movies coming out and everything else. But yeah, it was a great time to kind of do that. And then like, we'd touch on Tolkien here and there, just, it was like seasoned in all over the place. But I think it was more recently that we finally did a Heroes of the Bowl on Tolkien himself. And there was one that I really wanted to do, which we never really could quite make it work, which was about his son. And there was an article about his son that kind of came out, and I wanted to kind of take this. It was a little high concept, but I wanted to take like the narrative component of the father's sword in kind of like a monomyth type of way, but look at that, like look at the pipe as the father's sword, as it has been for many of us, as kind of the something that's like, you know, passed down from generation to generation that we've kind of incorporated the practice. And, you know, it's kind of one of those situations. If people didn't like Ewoks, they probably were going to think that was a little too high concept too. So
that sounds great to me, man.
This is my argument was always like, I bet like half our audience would like eat that up, and half our audience would be like, well, I'll just listen next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Tyler, man, how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, about 3 or 4 years now.
Okay. Do you remember kind of what one of your earlier episodes was, kind of getting like finding it and that sort of thing?
I slept since then, but if I recall, it was one of the episodes for beginners, because I was just randomly searching for podcasts, or searching through podcasts for something pipe related for beginners, and I think you guys were the first one that popped up, and I've been a huge fan since.
Gotcha. Did you recently start smoking a pipe about the same time that you picked up the podcast, or?
I did. Yeah, I'm going on about 4 years now. So.
Gotcha. All right, man. What? It's an honor to have been with you across the journey. Man, we've got Isaac who just joined with us as well, looking like a boss.
How's it going, brother?
Doing well, man. That is some epic beard game you got going on too.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Where are you based out of?
I'm in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay. All right. Hey, Tyler's heading your way with a bunch of meat.
He's my friend then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe some of the steaks drop off the back of the car. I saw that from, what was that gangster movie that started off with Robert De Niro, and he's getting the steaks out of the back of the car. Tyler, you don't pull that trick, do you? Yeah, of course not. Yeah, of course not. Allegedly. Isaac, man, so you're out in North Carolina. Are you smoking today?
I was smoking earlier, Fuller's Ration.
Hey, oh yeah, nice, very nice. Well, how did you find the podcast? We're kind of talking about, you know, how long people been listening, what some of their first episodes were.
Oh, I found it. I actually had a friend, my buddy back in the military. He got me into cigars, and then I started wanting to get into pipes, and then he actually turned me on to your podcast. And then from there, I just dove head first.
Man, well, thank you for your service, brother. And yeah, it's always interesting to hear about folks that meet us through their platoon or through their military friends. I've got a buddy of mine in the armed services, and he texted me like a couple of months at this point. And he mentioned that there was another guy in his group that smoked a pipe. And they were sitting there and he was talking about, and he was telling him about Country Squire Radio. And he's like, it's like, yeah, you know, Bo's actually one of my good friends. So they were able to kind of connect that way, which is cool.
That's pretty cool.
Pipe wise, what do you have a preference? What's been your kind of go-to lately?
I just kind of get whatever I have. I smoke a lot of Cobb Meerschaum, Missouri Meerschaum pipes, actually. Yeah, I think my favorite is the Shire.
Yeah, man. Love those Shire pipes. Are you, so what was one of your first episodes listening to the show? Do you recall?
Oh, man, I don't remember. Yeah, because I just started listening to like everything I could find, actually.
That's all good. So this is, I'd love to get y'all's opinion on some things. So obviously this year we've been trying some different series. We've got some new stuff and I kind of want to like kick it to y'all and just kind of ask of the new series that we've got, the Father to Father, From the Library, the Top Shelf, the Finer Things Club, I think that's what we ended up calling it. The rebranded Half Bowl Histories. Of those series, what has been some of your favorites? What has been, you know, what has worked, what has not worked? Just love to get y'all's thought on that. And I guess we'll go in reverse order. So Isaac, why don't we start with you?
I've liked them all, actually. I enjoy them all. It's like, you know, something new every Wednesday. You know what I mean? I just enjoy listening to all of them. What I liked the most was From the Library. From the Library. I think it was one of like the first or second one you guys did. Reading from the Journal of what? Dang, I forgot what it was. But it was like
Tobacconist first or Journal.
That one.
Yeah.
Yep. I like that one.
Tyler, what about you, man?
As far as what I'm liking at the moment, I've really been enjoying the Father to Father stuff. It's interesting to listen to. I'm not a father, and I'm not even close, to be honest, but it's been a lot of fun to listen to. I enjoy that little mini series. And as far as what I think you should do more of, and I'm sure John David will have words with me at the end of this show over this one, but you need more pirate content.
Oh, hey, you're not going to get any argument from me there.
Yes, I like those.
We got some good stuff coming. I think y'all will be very pleased. What about you, John? What's kind of stood out to you with the new stuff?
Yeah, I'm a dad. I've got four little ones, and that has just been really great. Like I think it's just a whole new level for you guys, especially in terms of kind of the vulnerability. You guys. I mean, you've always come across as authentic and real, but man, it is one of those things where I don't have a lot of pipe community here, you know, I'll take the connections I can get, especially with guys who seem so genuine and I'm also, I'm in a dad group, like a small group at my church. So like the father thing is something I think about and work on a lot. So anyway, that's by far the biggest. I think the Finer Things is great. I just think it's got to be tough for you guys to think of new things. That seems like the trick with that one. Cause so far, cigars, I think that was an awesome one. The shave one was really, really interesting. It kept my attention and unique, and the speakeasy. I mean, they've all been good. It's just, boy, I don't know. It's how are you going to keep thinking of them? But you might have a list. I don't know. You might have a list 50 long for all I know. I don't know.
It is a little self-indulgent, I'll admit, those end up taking a little bit extra work at the same time. So I always kind of feel like there's a bit of a trade-off. Pirates and Pipe Tobacco. I'm glad to know that I'm not alone in enjoying those.
They're great. Yeah.
There's probably like, those to me always feel like the most self-indulgent episodes where it's like, you know what? I hope that a lot of y'all like this. Y'all just got to let me geek out a little bit on this, you know. So, you know, where we find ourselves right now, we're in kind of preparation mode to go to Vegas for the Las Vegas Pipe Show. And, you know, we've got the new series. We, of course, got our old classics. This is the time when we're starting to kind of like put together our list of the topics we're going to talk to. As you just heard, we've got some plans already in place. But I'm kind of curious. I want to kind of give this as an opportunity for you, those of y'all who are able to join us today, like, what would y'all really love? What's a topic that we've not covered that you would really like for us to cover? And we ask that all the time, but this is kind of almost like a magic, you know, almost like a magic bullet, the perfect shot to the Death Star right now, because this is literally when we're in that planning mode and everything. So we'll do it in reverse order this time around. We'll start with John and work way back around.
Okay. I think the thing that I want to hear most, and again, I'm still working on the back catalog, so there's stuff you guys have talked about, but that I don't, I'm not aware of, or that I know is out there, but I haven't heard it yet. And of course, there's all kinds of stuff. But anyway, the thing I want to hear the most is probably not best suited to the Las Vegas show is, and I'm not even sure that it would be an episode, but it would be sort of your, I mean, you know, a lot of people people comment all the time about how much you guys mention your faith, you know, and how much you talk about it. And or how much you, it's not that you don't actively talk about it, but you don't shy away from it. You know what
sure.
I mean?
Right.
I think both of you, it seems like you guys both have pretty interesting stories in terms of that walk in your lives. And, you know, I mean, I come from that back, you know, I'm from a believing, you know, position. So I'm especially interested in that. I went to seminary and it's not what I do now, but it's a big part of my life. So I'd love to hear more about, you know, the John David Seminary experience and how he became, I'm assuming he didn't grow up Anglican and you know, your history in the Reformed Church and Presbyterian Church. Right. And so that, again, I don't know that would be, or, you know, bring the gospel to Vegas, maybe not.
No reason why we can't talk about that in Vegas. That's a good one. And that might be more of like a question or like a feedback type of way that we might work that in. It's a topic that have other folks have brought up and kind of asked about at times. And it's just one of those situations where it's like, well, you know, this it's twofold, because on the one hand, there is we want to make sure that, you know, people are coming to the show and they're getting what we promised them and not, there's no
right
switch or anything like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's not, people would used to refer to like the CSR as a ministry. It's like, CSR is not a ministry. It's just a show. you know what I mean? Like, we're not, you know, like that's not what it's meant to be. But you know, we are who we are. And so that just kind of comes forward one way or the other. It's worth figuring out a way to address it. And I think Vegas is a great place for it, John. I think so.
Well, I agree, but I also see, like you said, there's the other side as well, where you don't want to unnecessarily estrange people or you know, whatever, but you guys have handled that so well. I know you'll do, you would be capable of handling extremely well and tactfully as well. So
yeah,
I just, that's, you know, such an important part of a person's life, regardless of whether it's Christian or even atheist, for whatever reason, why you believe what you believe.
No, man, we got Jewish folks, Muslims, we got people of all different faiths and backgrounds that listen to the show, which
sure,
we're very proud to have.
Right.
Absolutely. Tyler, what about you, man? What would you like to see topic wise us cover on the show?
Well, I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm a little behind on episodes, but I've been trying to get caught up. One thing that I really like that you did not too long ago that I'd love to see more of is y'all did the episode where I think y'all were down in New Orleans and y'all talked about Sazerac rye, and then you talked about making a little cocktail with it. I'd love to hear more of that, because, I mean, pairing with tobacco is one thing with just straight alcohol, but being able to do some more cocktails and stuff like that, that'd be cool.
Man, I think you're going to enjoy some of the newer episodes then. We've been trying that method this year, and okay, I can tell you, it has been so much fun, because not only have we been doing the cocktail pairing, but because the cocktail changes the spirit so much, and also because we find ourselves in these weird limitations we did not expect, where the ingredients we need, we don't have access to. So we have to kind of operate on the fly. And so it allows for me, like I'm like, well, John David, you focus on getting the spirit pairing right, and let me attempt the cocktail pairing. And so it's been fun, because it's allowed me to kind of get in the mix a little bit. Isaac, what about you, man? What would you like to see?
Maybe about like more like artisan pipe carvers.
Do you have anybody specifically right now you're following, artisan wise?
The only one, well, just like I see some guys on YouTube, Jay Allen Pipes, and then Jared Cole Pipes, but he stopped posting a long time ago. And then there's another guy from Europe somewhere. I forget what it was.
I've got Bo Sean Ream is one of my favorites, as well as Chris Morgan, who does, you know, he does the bones, but he's recently started doing he did artisan, and then he kind of stopped for a while, and now he's been doing them again. So those are two of my guys, just in case you wanted some more names to kind of check out.
Yeah,
Sean's a pretty cool guy. And another guy I throw out is Brian McCallie from Smoke and Barrel Briars. I've been obsessed with his stuff lately. I think I've got more of his pipes than anybody else at this point.
and taking a quick break to talk about our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum. Of course, this show is made possible because of the support of Missouri Meerschaum. And if you've not picked up several of their corncob pipes, not to mention some of their awesome swag, you absolutely should. Go to corncobpipe.com. That's corncobpipe.com today and find some of the most incredible products you would not believe. The Cobbett series is definitely a favorite of many. But they've got all kinds of great corncob pipes available there. And one of the things I like to do is really like stack up on a ton of corncob pipes, keeping like a mason jar full of them. Why? Because I like to enjoy pipes with friends. And sometimes you have friends who've never smoked a pipe before. There is no better way than introducing somebody to your pipe club or just chilling out, hanging out, who's never smoked a pipe before, than to bust out a Missouri Meerschaum pipe. And you know, one of the things I love doing is actually telling the person that enjoys that first pipe they get to keep it as well. The great prices mean that you can get as many of these as you want. It's not going to break the bank. So head over to corncobpipe.com today and get your Missouri Meerschaum pipe. We appreciate them for sponsoring the show, and we appreciate you for sponsoring them.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
All right, let's jump back into our conversation with the Country Squire Radio International Pipe Club. Out of curiosity, do y'all find that you, like with your pipe collection, do y'all tend to lean more artisan than you do, you know, kind of one of the more name brands or anything like that?
Well, I think that the downside to artisan pipes is most people that get into artisan pipes, it's like getting a virus that you just can't quite shake. And so you get one and then you just start down the rabbit hole and that's all you want to buy. Or at least that's been my experience.
What about you?
Besides corncob pipes, I've still got thousands of those. So.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't bought any really artisan pipes. You know, I got to like always pitch the ideas to my wife. But right. Yeah, I really do. I really do like them and the different styles out there. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What about you, John?
Yeah, I've got a handful, and I worry that I think protect myself from the virus, right? From the specifically the artisan pipe acquisition disorder, because I mentioned Chris Morgan in the Bones. I'm a huge Bones fan, and so I love the idea of collecting these shapes. And of course, they're affordable, so you can buy, you know, you feel better when you buy cheaper pipes. But if you buy 10 times as many, you know, you're not saving any money. But that's kind of the route I've gone, just because I really enjoy them and the kind of work I do. I work with large animals, and so like cattle and stuff like that. So, oh, wow. Yeah. And when I was in Africa, I could, you know, smoke. It depends on where you are in the States, but I could, you know, so I like having something that I could break or lose and not really worry about it too much. I definitely like going to pipe shows and checking that stuff out. I like looking at them on web, but to protect my marriage more than anything, I think I try to stay away from looking at them as a potential purchase.
Yeah. Yeah, Isaac, when you mentioned that, I think we all felt that. It is interesting because I can't remember the first artisan pipe that I purchased, but I remember it was it felt like a big leap to get an artisan pipe, because I think you do have kind of this, like, you know, in your head, like, oh, I really, if I'm going to like spend all that extra money to get a pipe, I really want it to be like perfect or ideal or specific to something. And then what ends up happening is, you know, that artisan pipe pops up on Instagram or pops up in the forums, or John David has it on display at the shop, and you just and you're just sitting there and you're staring. I remember, and I never bought it, and I guess I'm glad I never bought it, because I have, well, anyway, there was one pipe in particular that was an artisan pipe, and it was somebody carved a pumpkin. It was like a pumpkin shaped pipe, had a beautiful green stem. And it was just absolutely gorgeous. And I was looking at it and I was like, man, I just saw, and we've all done this, but I could see myself smoking that pipe on my front lawn on Halloween. You know what I mean? Like we always do like a fire pit in the front yard for trick or treat and everything. And like, mm-hmm. I could see it. And there is something about an artisan pipe. Like, you can appreciate the beauty and the artwork, but when you see it and then you see yourself smoking it, it takes a lot to not pull the trigger on it. Well, guys, I really, like I said, I appreciate y'all taking the time to join. I want to kind of kick it to y'all. What other, I'm going to give y'all each, you know, like a chance, like any questions or thoughts on your head. This is kind of a good chance to throw it out there. Isaac, I'll start with you, brother.
I have nothing right now, but I'm sure as soon as we get off, I'll be like, I should ask them.
Well, I got to ask, what's you got a cage behind you? What are you in here?
I'm in my work van, actually. I work for Anheuser-Busch distributor. So I got a whole bunch of stuff back there.
What? Okay. All right. Listen, Isaac, Tyler, this is, I'm not trying to get y'all to cheat on y'all's companies or anything, but I'm just saying one of y'all are hauling beer and the other one's hauling beef, and you're both going to be in North Carolina. I'm just saying that it's allegedly
waiting to happen.
Yeah. It sounds like a party.
All right, fair enough, man. Tyler, what about you, man? What you got on your mind?
Yeah, I got a question for you. When are you and JD going to make it to Vegas for the show?
Yes. That's a great question. Will you be in Vegas?
I am. Yeah, I've actually got two tables at the show.
Oh, right on. Wow. Okay, that's awesome. Man, we will be arriving on Friday. I'm arriving Friday evening. I don't know what his flight plan is. But yeah, so we will be arriving on Friday, and then we'll be heading out on Monday is kind of the plan. What about yourself? What time will you get there?
I'm getting there Wednesday night and leaving out Monday morning.
Wonderful. Good deal. John, what about yourself, man?
I think it's probably because of a delay. I would assume that because I see the stuff that like the Squire's up to and things like that. Like they just had a slow smoke. Well, I guess overall it's more of a comment. It's another more friendly feedback. And again, I've taken mine. I listen to all the recent episodes, and then I'm starting from the early episodes. I know. Yeah. All the way at the very beginning, those comments you guys made the other day about how rough those are. I was like, I know why they put these first 100, you can't just get them anywhere, but I still love them. I absolutely love them. And it's great to see in real time that progression. But anyway, I mean, I know you guys, I know it's gotta be a balancing act for JD not to make it a commercial for the shop. Right. And I think he does it. I think you guys do a great job of that. But I think you could talk a little more about the blend sometimes, especially given how not everyone and I don't know the percentages, but there's got to be a lot of people who haven't listened to the full back catalog, you know. And so how do you balance that? I don't know. But I'm really interested in hearing more about the blends and when they come up, you know. And I know Quinn's got a new one coming up, and even like the stuff that we can't get, it's still fun to hear about, like. I guess he did. He threw some Perique into the Green Dragon and called it Ancalagon the Black, which, as a Tolkien fan, was just like, that gave me goosebumps. I was like, I'll probably take some Green Dragon and throw my own Perique in it just so I can call it, and you know, Country Squire's Ancalagon the Black, just because I'm that nerdy. But you know, so I like. I mean, we like hearing about the shop and about the blends and you know, in my opinion, there could be more of that without it becoming a commercial for the shop, for the store. You know.
That's great. Oh, man, that's great feedback. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's an interesting, I think one of the things we've always tried to do is, you know, kind of communicate the spirit of the shop and not make it a commercial. Cause you know, I mean, it's called Country Squire Radio. It could be, and there are so many people, so many people that try to get into podcasting to make a commercial for their company. Like I've had to turn down a lot of business because I'm like, you can build a relationship through a podcast, which is what you want, but you can't like just make a commercial and just hit them over the head with a bunch of stuff, because then, you know, there's no relationship. You just get a sales pitch essentially constantly. Whereas, you know, with the power of the medium is that relationship. But no, that's good. Honestly, I especially no longer being in Jackson, I like hearing more about the shop and what's going on. Because I'll be back in town in November for Thanksgiving. And the last time I was actually at the shop was last Thanksgiving. And so, you know, even just walking through, you know, I felt, you know, a little bit like, oh man, it's everything feels different. I mean, it was all the same, but it's just, I'd been, you know, away from it for so long. And I think that does speak to the fact that like, yeah, maybe we can be a little bit more, you know, doors open and kind of inquiring, and I don't have to feel bad about asking more about what's going on at the shop and things like that.
I get that feeling. You could do, I'd love to hear more, like shop tales, just different tales from stuff going on at the shop.
Shop tales.
I think shop fails would be fun too.
Coin that name if you like it, but
I like.
And you know, shop like regulars. You know, like I just listened today to the one where the hurricane became a Patreon member, or at least a listener. I'm not sure which, but
always a listener. But
well, okay, but the way you guys talk, you know, I mean, he's a part of the show. And it, you know, and to, if there's others that we're missing out on, you know, I mean, obviously you want to respect people's privacy and things that, but it makes it feel like I'm part of this community to the extent I can be, you know, and I can send you guys feedback, and I can be part of the community again to the extent that I can. And that's one of the most appealing things about the Country Squire, you know.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. That's great. Oh. All right, fellas. Well, good deal. Well, John, you're on social media. You want people to follow you or anything like that? Like, you want to put it out there?
I've got a blog page where we talk about our adventures in Ethiopia, and it's just thecoatneys.com, thecoatneys.com. It's a little barren right now because there's not a lot of news while we're waiting. I don't like posting the bad news about what's going on in the war over there. So, you know, there's not a lot to see right there right now, but, once we're able to go back over there, assuming we will be, then, that'll pick up again and show some of our adventures over there. I'm a veterinarian, and I work with a veterinary school over there doing research on infectious diseases in livestock. So it's a lot of that kind of stuff. And, so if anyone is interested in that, then they can go to that website and find how to get a hold of me if they want to from there too.
John, I got to tell you, is one of my wife's residency program, or one of the places she had to go for part of her residency, she got to witness an open heart surgery on a lion. And I can't imagine a more terrifying experience as a surgeon than having to give open heart surgery on a lion. Because if that thing wakes up, boy, you're dead.
Yeah, you got to trust those anesthesiologists for sure.
Yeah, man. Tyler, what about you? Got an IG or anything?
I don't mind doing a shameless plug. So I'm on Instagram. I got two different accounts. I've got the Boys Leathers, which is LEBOYS Leathers, plural. And right now I'm mainly focusing on doing pipe accessories made out of leather and stuff like that.
Nice. Yeah.
And then the other one is Pipe Obsessed. I just started that one, so there's not a lot on there yet, but we're working on doing a lot of non-leather related, like pipe gifts, accessories, stuff like that, shirts, hats, all that fun stuff. And if you're going to the biggest pipe show, make sure to stop by and check out our table. We'll be there.
Man, I look forward to seeing you there. Absolutely. Isaac, what about yourself?
No, I'm just on Facebook and Instagram. Isaac Babauta, my first and last name. That's about it, really.
Gotcha.
Nothing special there.
Well, gentlemen, thank y'all so much for joining today. You know, I know it was last minute, and here we are midday on a Tuesday, but it's always special to get a chance to hang out with some fellow brothers of the Briar, as it were. And thank y'all for y'all's support, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
Well, I appreciate you inviting us.
Well, all right. A little bit different, but hopefully you've enjoyed this. This is kind of, like I said, an opportunity to showcase some of the great voices who are helping to make this show happen behind the scenes by joining us. If you've not considered doing so already, head over to patreon.com/countrysquireradio. That's patreon.com/countrysquireradio. And you can join the Pipe Club as well. For those of you who are members, hopefully you did get a chance to see the notice when it went live for this. And if you didn't, if you missed this one, no worries. Honestly, it was so much fun. I think we're definitely going to do it again. Not all of them are going to be featured on the podcast, I should mention. I just thought that'd be kind of a cool thing to do, all things considered. Just with all the plans for Vegas being very top of mind at the moment. So, yeah, hopefully y'all enjoyed this. That's going to do it for me today. Be sure to head over to CountrySquireRadio.com to find all of our contact information and more. And for me and John David, let's go have a day.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.